Recently, part of Harkness Memorial State Park in Waterford caught fire. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, this shoreline blaze wasn't a disaster. It was actually a carefully planned burn, with the goal of preserving what's been called the last remnant of eastern prairie in Connecticut.
To the south is Long Island Sound, to the north a road, and in between lots and lots of brush. But not for long.
Rich is going to be safety officer, I'm burn boss.
Emery Gluck is a forester with the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. And today, he's in charge of this controlled fire, which is about to engulf 15 shoreline acres. He's briefing about a dozen people, a combination of foresters, park workers, and fire officials, about what to expect.
These flames will probably go between a few feet in the tall grass on a backing fire to well over 10, 15 feet on with a head fire and burn very fast.
Helene Holholzer, the state's forest protection supervisor, says this is what foresters call a prescribed burn.
Basically, the purpose of this burn is to maintain the fields and native grasses while providing habitat for some of the grassland birds.
Before any flame is set to grass, a lot needs to happen. There's the safety briefing, lots of paperwork and phone calls to let officials know that, yes, this fire is okay, and lots of time spent checking the weather.
You like to have a wind to carry the fire, but not too much of a wind to, you know, cause an issue.
As we talk, the grass behind us is set to flame. Water hoses are in place to contain or hold the fire. And driving around is a bombardier, a tank-treaded water sprayer that's kind of like a snowmobile on steroids.
PIO, safety.
Go ahead, Rich.
Holholzer gets a radio call. It's from Rich Schenk, a fire control officer who is in the blaze. He says the burn is coming our way.
Which means we also gotta move back a little.
Okay.
So over to here.
The fire rolls in fast. Where we stand, it's not particularly hot, but it is really smoky. And for a couple of minutes, it's tough to see your hands in front of you. And then, just as quick as it all began, the fire is out. I walk through blackened fields with Jane Seymour, a wildlife biologist with the state. She says fire is a critical tool at Harkness.
One reason that we use the fire to manage wildlife habitat is to keep it at that early stage.
Early stage as in low to the ground, no forest like you see in most of Connecticut. Seymour says historically, natural disturbances like flood and fire would have maintained coastal grasslands in Connecticut. But as development sprang up, those grasslands disappeared.
Most of our dry sandy soils have been built upon, and we're trying to save the last remnants of these grassland habitats for the species that depend on them.
Species like little bluestem, a native grass that's a favorite for certain types of birds, moths, and caterpillars. As we talk, we meet up with Rich Schenk, the guy who was just on the radio.
What you see smoldering in spots, if you walked around, are probably mouse nests of some sort, or some ground thatch that didn't really burn. This smoke will be out momentarily. And this thing, as soon as the grass starts to green up, when you start seeing your lawn green up, this will be completely green.
Seymour says the burn here today will preserve this critical habitat until the next burn, probably a few years from now, starts that ecological clock all over again. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.